Christ the Redeemer, the majestic statue, can be seen as the gatekeeper of Brazil's land and Brazil's blue heart. Today, we embark on an exploration of the South American giant, Brazil, a land where the vibrant Amazon River gracefully converges with the South Atlantic Ocean. Picture this, a country with over 7,000 kilometers of coastline, where the rich marine life weaves seamlessly into the lush currents of the Amazon rainforest. Expect to learn the origin of the Amazon River, the different ecosystems of it, the real freshwater giant behind the local legendary creatures, the reasons and challenges facing the sharks that decide to swim inland, and whether or not they are still sea monsters, according to Jeremy Wade, in the Amazon. Alright, so first, where does the Amazon River, crossing all Brazil, takes its source? Well, it originates from the Andes Mountain in Peru. The large meltings of ice over there all carry water, firstly apart, then, later on the journey, it reunites into one and only, the Amazon. It gathers strength as it flows through the forests and plains of South America. The Amazon River has numerous channels, with estimates ranging from hundreds to thousands. The exact number of channels is difficult to determine due to the river's complex network. Who are the people that live by the Amazon and what's their culture? The people that live near the Amazon are mostly indigenous tribes, such as, for example, the Yanomami and the Kayapo. They have a deep spiritual connection to the land and its creatures. In this culture, their most famous legend is the one of the Amazon River dolphin, also known as the Boto. According to the local folklore, these enchanting creatures have the ability to transform into humans, often appearing as charming individuals who lure victims into the depths of the river. The animal that resembles the most this story is the pink dolphin, and it inhabits the Amazon River. It is a unique species known for its pink coloration, which is believed to be caused by blood vessels that are near the surface of its skin all around. The average length of a pink dolphin is approximately 2.5 meters, and on average, there are about 10 pink dolphins per square kilometer in this river. If you had to pick the most iconic giant of Brazil's freshwater, which one would it be? I would say that the freshwater giant of the Amazon would be the Arapaima. The Arapaima is a colossal freshwater giant that captures the imagination of both scientists and adventure seekers alike. Known as one of the largest freshwater fish species globally, the Arapaima gigas can reach lengths up to 4.5 meters and weigh several hundred pounds. Renowned explorer and biologist Jeremy Wade, famous for his encounters with elusive aquatic creatures on TV, has had captivating experiences with the Arapaima in these dense Amazonian waters. These fish are equipped with powerful jaws, and they inhabit the murky depths of the Amazon River. Jeremy Wade said that it is one of the toughest and fastest fish that inhabits the Amazon. What is the purpose of sharks swimming against the current to go back inland, and the effect of such a change on them? So first, there's only a few species of shark, in our example in Brazil, that can go back and swim against the current. First one is the river shark. It is a group of elusive shark species that are actually adapted to the freshwater environments. They have already been reported in various river systems, including this Amazon River, to swim against the current and go back inland. Second one is the swordfish. Swordfish are large, ray-like sharks with a long-toothed snout. They are known to inhabit both marine and freshwater habitats. Nonetheless, the third one is the bull shark, which is the biggest of them three. These sharks face a challenge, which is the salinity. They are marine mammals, so they are adapted to live in saltwater environments, highly concentrated. The Amazon River, however, is freshwater river, since it comes from glaciers, with significantly lower salinity levels as a consequence. They need to adapt their physiology at lower salinity levels. If they are not adapted, it will affect their health. This is why, unlike the two others, the bull shark had to develop a physiological adaptation, which allows them now to tolerate and thrive in both freshwater and saltwater environments. This is why you can see sometimes in California bull shark swimming against the current and going back into the lands. It is because they have the capacity to do it. Before explaining the absence of blue whales in Brazil's waters and the mammals that live there, I'll first talk about the different ecosystems you found in Brazil. So, the most dominant ecosystem of Brazil's coast are the beaches and the dunes. I don't think I need to describe them to you, so I'll just switch on to the next one. Mangrove forests. These coastal wetlands are special. They're characterized by a unique mix of saltwater and freshwater, all located in areas where rivers will meet the sea, such as the Amazon River Delta, the Paraná River Delta, and the northeastern coast of Brazil. These are a common type of place where the sharks will go up the currents. The bird's favorite one is the rocky shore. Along the coast you can find these rocky shore that are exposed to the crashing waves of the Atlantic. They are inhabited by many birds from different species and sometimes even really rare ones. It's a paradise for photographers. To mention the last one, there is the Atlantic forest, also known as the Mata Atlantica. It's a tropical rainforest ecosystem that extends along the eastern coast, this time of Brazil. It is one of the most biodiverse regions in the world, and it's home to numerous endemic species, species that you can only find there. Why is there a presence of mammals, but not blue whales? Well, the blue whales are not commonly found in Brazilian waters. Blue whales are searching for colder, nutrient-rich waters, such as those found in the polar region or along major upwelling zones, such as California. Nonetheless, you can find in Brazilian waters several whale species, including the humpback whale, known for their acrobatic behavior such as breaching and tail slapping. They will migrate to the warm waters of Brazil to breed and give birth. Second one are the bright whale. They are relatively small baleen whales that can be found in tropical and subtropical waters. Third one is the southern right whale, the giant. They are large and slow-moving whales that migrate to the southern coast of Brazil for breeding and calving. They also have an extremely high rate of longevity that I spoke about already in another episode. Fourth one is the killer whale, also known as orcas. They can occasionally be spotted off the coast of Brazil. They are highly intelligent and social creatures. In conclusion, this episode has taken us on the origin of the Amazon River, the truth of the pink dolphin legend, and also delved into the challenges faced by sharks swimming inland and the opportunities provided by the convergence of freshwater and saltwater. If you want to be informed of future episodes or even suggest topics, don't hesitate to subscribe and send a message on Instagram at oceanexplained_. That's Instagram @oceanexplained_.